Okay.
Patty ordered it today. The Tylenol and
she did.
She has to order it today, but
it has to come to McKesson.
Yeah, it's gonna come like I guess in the, tomorrow. But Alejandra wants to go buy some right now.
Who?
Alejandra.
Okay.
She wants to go buy some, so I guess we'll wait.
She just went to Berkshire Brothers.
She has to go real quick.
That's really good. That's the thing to do. Yes, ma'am.
So we can give her some.
Oh, but, you know, it's a little hard for me to do that. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. So, wait a few minutes then. Any better yet? No. Okay, we're gonna give you some more time. Okay. Here we go. We'll plan it. Six. Can't pay $50 from Shire. I think that would include $50 for Halloween, for sure. You can call Patty. Can you call Patty?
Yeah.
Just tell her, she's going to come to the center of the hospital and give her one dose. I'd like to give her another dose, but she has to pay $50 for it. Would that be okay?
Okay.
Kind of smell. I mean, I know what you're talking about. It had a bad odor. And so, you know, but you are having pain in your stomach, even though it's not tender, right?
Yeah, it's like a cramping. I don't know how to like describe it, but.
Well, that's probably a good way. So it kind of comes and goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's in your upper stomach?
Yeah, like right here.
On the lower right, left lower side?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let me poke with it. And that's not necessarily sore, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have like a cramping thing on
the back. Yeah, it's like
comfortable. Okay, so what we could do, okay, the respiratory symptoms are kind of getting better, you said, right? You're still coughing some, but they're getting some better?
I'm coughing. The eyes are continuously running, like I can't really stop having them pop up in the eyes.
Yeah. We're trying to see what we can do, okay? I mean, all this is, I don't think you can go pay $100 for medications, right? But let me tell you about your eyes, okay? As far as your eyes are concerned, you can just take wet, warm compress, take a wash rag, put them to the eyes. Do that 3, 4, or 5 times a day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That'll help to soothe the eyes and relieve the inflammation in your eyes. I think you have a virus, and, that's mostly a virus. Your coughing and congestion is getting better. Is that right or not?
No, it's been like this for like the past 3 days.
But you don't think it's any better yet?
No.
Okay. So the eyes, the cough and the congestion all really started 3 days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not any better yet, right? Okay. We could do a flu test. A flu test costs $30. That would be a really good thing to do. That would help to explain a lot, okay? But the problem is you've been sick, like you're telling me, for a couple of weeks now, right? So if you're stomach, it doesn't really explain that. You never had anything like that before, but you've been tolerating that, and then you got sicker the other past 2 days, so that's why you came on to the doctor's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're having pain too, right? So that's all concerning. It doesn't sound like it's urgent. I'm going to let you lay down, see if I can poke on your stomach, okay? A little bit more, I want you to hang on to that if you need. That's what you give all a go. You couldn't lay down without starting to cough quite a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
At home, do you cough like that? That's you trying to get used to it. You're better. Are you okay now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm stopping it right now. It's just like, it makes me cough all the time.
Well, that's because it may be coming up in your stomach, right? So we're going to poke it here. Does that hurt you?
I smell it.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
It seems to hurt. How about over here? But that seems to hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sit up. Well, that's the concern, okay? If happening and stuff like that, if it doesn't cause you having pain, okay, that would be the worst thing for the rest of us. If you are having pain in your stomach and you're having a vomiting diarrhea, you're trying to vomit now. What are you doing?
I'm just, trying to stop myself from coughing, too.
Yeah. Well, cough is easy. I mean, you can take some cough medicine, like the D, or the D, is the cough suppressant, okay? I can give you some medicine for your eyes, but I think they're going to get better on their own, right? I can give you something for the cough, and I'll give you some pills for the nausea, okay, to try to make you feel better. So I'm going to give you a shot. It would help a lot. But they make pills, the same pills, and you can take one or two, even, okay? How would you get them filled so you can start taking them and try to settle your stomach down, okay? If you can alleviate the nausea and you're not throwing up and the diarrhea and the pain, everything kind of goes away, then that would be okay, right? But the fact that you still have that pain and you're having tenderness there, you could have diverticulitis or something more serious going on in your stomach that would require you to go to the hospital, get a CAT scan, and check out your stomach, okay? What I can do from here, I could give you some, like I say, some Zofran, help to stop the vomiting and help you with the nausea. We don't want to give you an antibiotic because if you have like something going on here, we need to find out what it is, okay? If I gave you antibiotics, it might make it worse, or it might make it seem better, but if it's something real serious, it would still need to be seen at the hospital. But I don't think we need to give you antibiotics. We don't usually give antibiotics for diarrhea, so we need to find out where you're going. What I can give you for the pain in your stomach is something for the cramping. So I can give you a pill say, for the cramping, like one or two of those every 4 or 6 hours. And if that alleviates it, it's going to go away, right? You know, he's been sick for a couple of weeks and it hasn't gotten better, right?
It stopped, and then, but it didn't stop for long.
When did it stop?
So, I guess it didn't really stop, it just slowed down.
How long ago was that? 3 days ago, here recently.
So, it went on for a week because I missed work that week because I was getting up, I was throwing up, I wasn't feeling good. And then I was able to go to work for like 2-3 days, but then it was like I was still going up at work and not feeling the best, but I still had to go to work.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at Amazon, so it's like...
You don't have any insurance at Amazon?
Not currently. I just started working there.
Okay. Well...
And my insurance will pick up till the 1st of January.
I see. Well, that would be helpful if you had insurance, but even, you know, without insurance, you can always go to the hospital and get checked out to make sure everything's all right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you some Sulfran to help with the nausea, okay, and the vomiting. I'm going to give you the Benthol to help with the cramping. You can get what's called DM, anything with the DM, the Robitussin DM, Mucinex DM, there are all kinds of things with DM. DM is for the cough, okay? So DM is a cough suppressant that you can buy at the drugstore when you pick up the prescription. And that'll help to ease the cough. I don't want to give you an antibiotic because you're having abdominal pain and we're not sure what's going on. We don't want to cover up something that's real serious. So if your stomach gets worse or doesn't get better, you've got to go somewhere, okay? And we can't really do any tests here like you need. Then we do a CAT scan. I mean, you could go to the emergency room now. That's what I would recommend that you do. But I can give you these medications to try them, and maybe if things get all better and go away over the next day or two, that's good, right? Do you have a doctor?
And what a flu test? Flu test
would be a good idea. It costs $30.
Right.
Let's do that. Don't have a sore throat. It doesn't sound like COVID. That was for the baby?
Yeah, but we don't know because it says to ask the doctor how it's doing.
Well, you haven't asked yet.
Yeah, well, you were in the room.
Right, you walk in the door. But it doesn't mean she's getting upset because they're not giving the call.
I have no idea.
But that was good you went and got it, yes, ma'am. So how much does the baby weigh?
20. Do you mind checking on me? The baby. He went 22.
Okay. So let's give her a teaspoon, okay?
A what?
A teaspoon of
this.
Okay. Here it is. Okay. Okay.
So that's what she did right there.
Okay.
So the other two, you know, have a little bronchitis.
Okay.
We're probably going to get them out on their own. Okay.
Okay.
You know, we could give them some different mice or something like that, but I don't
if
think...
You don't think it's necessary for them,
I think they're kind of all right.
Okay.
And this one's a little bit more acute. Okay, she's been sickly in the past few days. Her throat doesn't look bad. We check it for strep, just to be sure.
Okay.
And it's there, and I came back okay, too.
Okay.
So she probably has the same thing, like, you know, same virus that they had. We checked them for COVID and COVID, right?
Okay.
And so she's probably going to be okay. Little babies, there's not a lot that can get them through.
Okay. Let me bring the...
You can. Go ahead.
She's
getting a syringe.
She brought it in
touch. Right. So we're going to give her the power. That's what you've been doing at home already?
She hasn't had a fever until we walked in here.
Okay.
Like, it didn't spike until we were already sitting in.
But it wasn't very high,
but her fevers, they, like, from in the past, whenever she gets a fever, it's like 9900 and it spikes way up.
Way up to what?
Like 103 sometimes.
Because that's what you're worried about.
That's what I'm worried about, yeah.
All right, but okay. Does she feel like her fever's going up now? We could check it again before we get to Tom.
By my hand, she feels a little warm, but I'm not certain on it. What about her chest, her cough?
Well, she has like a respiratory infection. That's all part of this, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't sound like she has pneumonia.
Okay.
The child's having high pneumonia. I mean, people would have to think about pneumonia and RSV. You didn't
right.
do that. She hadn't been around anybody with sick kids like that.
Not RSV, no. Actually,
so we could check her for RSV. They didn't do that, right?
Okay.
And we can give her a Tylenol.
Okay.
And we'll see how she goes. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good. I still take it pretty well.
On RSV?
Okay.
A second one?
Okay, and now we've got the strep on this one. But you didn't do the COVID on this one?
I did a COVID on
the other thing.
You didn't do COVID on this? Yes, it was negative.
Okay, how does all that shoot? That's okay.
It's
good. And now strep, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I thought we did a flu test.
No, not a flu.
Well, we need to do a flu test. Okay. So, what did you do on the other two?
The same. COVID and RSV.
I mean,
you might
have enough
flu for me.
Okay, so we got to do the flu test on this one. They all might have a flu test. That's really cancer.
Yeah.
Not very accurate on kids. Let me check the temperature again. I'm wondering where he
is. Okay. It doesn't work on kids,
so you really can't do that anymore. But that's okay. So let's do a flu test and. I thought she had, they had done her test, but they were just trying because they were concerned about the COVID.
Yeah.
But we're going to do a flu test and do this term.
Okay.
And we'll see what that shows. And she gave us some Tylenol. She didn't act like she feels too bad. Right?
No, it's the beginning of it. It's just started.
It started yesterday, right?
Yeah.
The time was
right before bed. Her cough at night was like horrible.
But you're worried that she's going to get worse and worse.
Correct.
But there's, you know, if she has a virus, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
If she has like the flu or RSV can get worse and worse maybe over a few days. But the food you can get you really hollering. So.
Yeah.
And the baby's tolerate the food as well.
Okay.
They get a little sick, but we're going to check to be sure.
Okay.
That means there's a picture of it. So let's do that.
Right
now,
check
the
picture, so I have to come
through. That's okay. Yeah.
Sorry. You got it.